Hi everyone, this is Coach Stephanie Wood, and I'm with my favorite colleague, Tao. And we're here at my podcast, Tap Into Your Body Confidence, where entrepreneurs unite to showcase their talents. And Tao, before we get into our topic, what are you up to lately, and how can people connect with you?
Thanks, Stephanie. Hello, everyone. My name is Tao, and you guys can find me on my website name, thetuasheyou.com. I put my fingers right there. It's on the stream, so you can easily type it and find me there. And actually, currently, I am focused on two things. My professional life, I work for corporate, but in my personal life, I work on improving, developing the self. And so let's hear from Stephanie.
And as Tao beautifully said, you could find me. Should I put my finger over here? Okay. We're having fun. BodyAwe, BodyAwe.com. And I thoroughly enjoy coaching women entrepreneurs to integrate better skills into their business. And most importantly, as Tao knows, to enhance their confidence. And as Tao is improving her own self-development skills, which she is going to talk about today. I think we should just start. I mean, where would you like to start with this? I mean, it's pretty awesome, the self-development. I mean, it's
Yeah.
always. So where do you start?
Okay. So let's jump right in where we are. I think every one of us in life, we have some turning points. And at that point, we were like, where should we go next? What should I do? Where I belong to? Like, we are wondering. And that's happened a lot. And especially in this modern life, when we are on get distracted by devices, network, social, and a lot of the other things. And me, I am the same. I have that question like happening like every day. I can say 1,000 in a day. And one day I decided I don't want to keep asking myself like that anymore. I must do something. And at that time, when I had that question in mind, I feel like my life seemed okay. Everything's so good. And it's good at the time, like I feel like something must change. You know, inside me, I know that something must change. Otherwise, I'm gonna be bored. And I don't wanna be like that, like. I don't want to lose track. So I once got an inspired from a quote that I read on the internet. It say 6 months of focus can put you 5 years ahead of your life. And I was thinking like, okay, wow, that's interesting. 6 months and 5 years. And I trust that because like 1 year ago, I started to really focus on developing my professional life. And in fact, I feel like I grew 10 years ahead. And I feel like that's really true. And now I apply it for myself, like I said, developing the self. And the self means myself, my body, my mind, my soul. So that's my project. That upcoming for the next 6 months. And I committed to really dig into it, you know, like remove all of my shells, my towel, my skins, my outer walls, everything. And I want to see.
Well, I recognize you because I'm hearing fabulous things. I'm hearing your curiosity. I'm hearing your appreciation for where you are now. It's okay where you are now. And I also am hearing your commitment. It's very
Yes.
strong commitment. And I think you got inspired by knowing that if you commit for 6 months, you will go way ahead. So I am curious now, Where do we start?
I starting first with my body.
Well, what are you doing?
Like the other exercise that I've done with you, like I remember it was 1 year ago, I starting to make a change on my like health style, body. I taking care of myself a lot, and I see myself improving, not much, but still improving, especially like the skin and the hair. Like I do like physical outlook, and also I change the way I dress. I usually don't really care of dressing clothes, but in fact, I really find that if we really stress for success, it's gonna really make change. And so I make some change on my clothing and the way I put my hair, and it's just simple. I don't look like, you know, like superstar model, no, like that. But I starting to take care of it like carefully. And it's really,
and, you know, Tao,
really
you know,
resilient.
As women, we can make it fun, you know. I brought some new lotion the other day. I've been having so much fun with that new lotion. I brought some new hair products, and like you, I mean, I picked out a new t-shirt that I've had for years, and I forgot all about it, and it just made me happy. Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Like 1 year ago, my hair like is weak, and I didn't have a lot of hair fall, so it's really obsessed me, and I started to taking care of it, and now you can see my little hair, you know, like I'm happy to see it growth again. And yeah, so
and it
it's
gives
just
you and it gives you confidence. I mean, I see it in your expression. I see it in your movement with your body. We're all happy. So I'm going to challenge you here, like any other coach would do.
Okay.
Miss Tao, what would be the next step? Have you gone to the next step yet, or you're just thinking about it?
The next step of what? Can you ask the question
Of
again?
Of your self-development.
Yes, I am. The next step that I do is I have a really bad habit of leaving the dirty dish overnight. So my next step is really not leaving overnight and have to really complete it before I go to sleep. So that's the first thing I commit. And I did it for 1 week. I feel like, you know, like actually I don't really like it, but every time I go to my dish sink and I'm like, I'm too tired for this. But I commit. So I wash it and I leave it and I go to sleep. I feel like I'm achieving something. So that's what happening for 1 week. And from that, my also next step is to drink enough water. That's really important. I always forgot it.
So how do you remind yourself about the water?
I put a big bottle of water next to my computer and make sure that it's on in front of me so I see it. And at home or even in the office, I leave a 2 bottle.
Bottles are very effective, Tao. I play a game. I have a bottle in the bathroom, in the kitchen, by my computer. And the game is by the end of the day, they must be completely empty.
Wow, I like the way you turn everything into games. It's very fun. I learned from you.
But you know, I learned
that.
from you, it has to be right in front of me.
Yeah.
Now, I have to admit, I can't show you my bottle by my computer. I left it in the kitchen. Is that
Yeah,
okay?
that's okay. I can imagine that. Yeah.
You have your bottle? Do you have your bottle?
Yeah, I leave it here.
Let me see. Very
Actually,
good.
it's a glass, not a bottle. In fact,
Well, you're allowed to be different, yeah. So, I'm entranced with because you've given me tips that I forget. So when we talk about this self-development, especially as women, it helps us in the workplace. And tell people how they can find you, please, because your site is beautiful.
Thank you. So before I repeat it again, everyone, developing yourself is a big project, but you can always start small, like me. I clean my dish at night. So every step counts. And then you can developing other things, but start small. And so yeah, you guys can find me on my website, thetreasureyou.com. And I will see you up there. And Stephanie,
Body
your turn.
all, body all, BODYAWE.com. And Tao, I will see you again.
For
Thank you.
sure. Thank you.